Chapter number 7 is known as knowledge of the absolute. Absolute truth refers to God, and this chapter begins with Krishna emphasizing the process of hearing. Because if you want to know about somebody, the first step is hearing. Similarly, if you want to know about God and everything related to Him, the step is hearing. Therefore, even the 9 stages, the 9 limbs of devotional service, the first is Shravanam, hearing. Without hearing, there cannot be knowledge. Unless you hear about someone, you cannot develop any attraction towards that person. Right? So you cannot develop, yeah, you cannot develop love for somebody unless you hear about somebody's glories. So Krishna is explaining how one must be very attentive in hearing. And one who is regular and very attentive in hearing about Him will have all the knowledge revealed to him gradually. Because this process is dynamic in the sense that it's not simply dependent on how much we remember at the end of the session, how much we are able to understand. Understanding will come by His grace. When He sees we are really putting in that effort sincerely to hear about Him, to understand Him. The only thing within our control is our effort. The result isn't. Not just in this activity, but even in mundane sphere, all we can do is desire. Because if everything was under our control, then we should have been successful in everything that we do. So the only thing within our control is our desire and our effort. And then when the Lord sees, even in spiritual life, when we are regularly hearing about Him, that's an expression of love. Giving time to somebody is an expression of love. If we really love somebody, that means then automatically we end up giving time. And if we give everything else but we are not giving time, that means there is something wrong. So time is an expression of love. It is the most valuable thing. And that's true for spiritual life also. When the Lord sees that we are regularly hearing, giving our valuable time, then He sends His mercy. And then that mercy reveals everything. That's why scriptural knowledge is known as a revelation. It is revealed. It is not understood simply by understanding the language. So after emphasizing that in text number 1, 2 and 3, now text number 4 to 12, Krishna is explaining that knowledge, that how He is present everywhere and how He is controlling or sustaining everything. Just like the pearls are sustained on a necklace, He is the thread. So it is a thread which holds the pearls together. If the thread is not there, the pearl necklace loses its beauty and existence. They fall apart. So the Lord is saying, it is because of Me everything is sustained. Like in an organization, when you enter, say, an office building, you see everything very nicely arranged, systematically working. Immediately, the thought that comes to your mind is, oh, some great brain behind it, some controller behind it. If there is no one in charge, then everything falls apart. So similarly, what is happening on a microcosmic level also happens at a macrocosmic level. There is some brain behind everything that is happening systematically. The planets, they're moving in their orbits. They never collide. So to put one satellite in space, it takes like hundreds and thousands of brains, billions of dollars, maybe a decade or two, for some time. To put that satellite in space for some time. But talk about the planets that they are floating, defying the law of gravity. And people dare to say that there is no God, there is no brain, there is no controlling force. So the Lord is explaining this most confidential knowledge. Who is that Supreme? The Lord is personally introducing Himself. Because we can only know a great personality when He reveals Himself. So He is explaining how He is present everywhere. Continuing on the same theme, let's chant these verses, text 8, 9, 10, whatever we can do today. Rasoham apsu kaunteya.
Rasoham apsu kaunteya.
Prabhasmi shashi surya yoho.
Prabhasmi shashi surya yoho.
Pranavaha sarva vedeshu. शब्दः खे पौरुषं ऋषु पुण्यो गन्धः पृथिवीयां च तेजश्चास्मि विभावसौ जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्विषु बीजं मम सर्वभूतानां विद्धि पार्थ सनातनम् बुद्धिर्बुद्धिमतामस्मि तेजस्तेजस्विनामहम् ओ सन ऑफ कुंती आई एम द टेस्ट ऑफ वाटर. यू सी when you are thirsty you can drink as many cold drinks and juices and things like that, but the ultimate satisfaction comes when you drink water. True. You can have so that which is natural, which is given by God, that only will give us satisfaction. Like you can eat pizza, pasta as much as you want, or Mexican or whatever, but after 2-3 days you will crave for some rice, dal, sabzi, like that. So, I'm hoping...
Not if you're my son, Prabhuji. He can have pizza, pasta, breakfast, lunch, dinner, every day for all his life.
Let him grow.
Mom, oh, I can have a pizza for dinner.
Be quiet, huh?
So, if he was here, I would have sent him from Govinda, because upper Govinda restaurant makes the best pizza.
You please get him into the kitchen to be one of the sevaks there.
Yes. So when you come back, I'll take you to the kitchen. You can make your own pizza.
Yes. Theek let him be the sevak. It'll be lovely for all the kids to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there is some peculiar taste in water that quenches our thirst. You see, that is the Lord. That is Krishna, he says. So it doesn't mean the Lord is water or that is. He's saying the essence, that power comes from him. That's what he is saying, that the essence of everything is me. I am the sustaining force. I am the maintainer. The light of the sun and the moon. So just see how dependent we are to the Lord. And this is just a small way of saying thank you when we are giving our time to hear about him, to know about him, to serve him, to chant his names. If there is no sun, life will be finished. If there is no moon, life will be over, because the juice in the vegetables comes from the moon. So if there is no moon, that will also go away. I am the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. No Vedic mantras can have power if they don't start with Om. I am the sound in ether. The essence of ether is sound. Sound travels through ether. And the ability in man, whatever abilities we have, is the essence, the Lord, that is the Lord. So why Krishna is explaining all his opulences? This continues till 11th chapter. 11th mein he shows his universal form, where the opulences that he has been talking about from text chapter number 7 through 10, they are actually seen in his body, universal form. Why? Because we have to understand the essence. Why is Krishna? Ek toh he's explaining the truth about himself. Secondly, because once we know his glory, then naturally we want to serve him. Our hearts are attracted by somebody's opulence. But essentially there are many rules and regulations in the scriptures. But there are two rules which are considered kings of all the rules. And if somebody is following these two rules, he is said to be following all the rules. All other fools follow like the servants follow the king. And the rules are Smaratavya Satatam Vishnu. Always remember the Lord, never forget the Lord. It's essentially the same rule, one rule. So the remembrance is the key. But we can't be sitting in a hospital dealing with a patient, or we can't be sitting in a meeting, so many people around us. We can't be fixing our mind on the form of the Lord as we are moving around in this world. We have to look at objects. We have to look at people, we have to look at places. So to give us an opportunity to remember him at all times, in all the places, Krishna is explaining how, that's why he's mentioning all these objects. So when you drink water, you may not be focusing on the, but when you drink water, you have the opportunity to remember him when you hear this. Oh, the taste is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he went to the extent of saying, and it's true, because the more we remember the Lord, that's why scriptures emphasize on remembrance, because one moment's remembrance of the Lord can purify us from sinful reactions coming from millions of lifetimes. That is the power. So remembrance is the key. And since we can't be sitting in meditation all the times, we have to move around in this world, do our duty. So that's why Krishna explains his opulences in great detail. In every chapter, he goes into much detail, and the universal form is like the ultimate manifestation. So how he's present in the essence. So he teaches us how we can remember him before we see him face to face, how we can see him within his creation. Because the more we remember him within his creation, looking around, the more we get purified, the more our hearts get purified, the more we become qualified to see and understand him. So, Prabhupada said that even a drunkard, one who drinks, if he thinks that the taste of that wine is Krishna, he will also make spiritual advancement. So the purpose is to remember. So whichever way we can, when you are drinking water, when we are eating, the taste is the Lord. It comes from the moon. Moon is the manifestation of the Lord's energy, like that. I am the original fragrance of the earth. You sow a seed and a beautiful fragrant rose comes out. You see the fragrance, and you sow an orange seed. The earth is the repository, storehouse of all types of fragrances, isn't it? You sow a mango seed, a different fragrance comes out. Orange seed, different. Lotus doesn't grow, sorry. A rose will have different fragrance. And there are so many different types of flowers. You have vegetables also, different tastes. Where is it coming from? Earth. So I am the original fragrance of the earth. Earth is considered one of the mothers. There are seven mothers described in these scriptures. One is the mother who gives birth. Second is the nurse. Then there is the wife of a guru, wife of a brahmana, wife of the king, mother earth, and cow. Seven mothers. Not like mother. They are on the same platform because they maintain. So I am the heat in fire. What is the essence of fire? Heat. If there's no heat, what is the use of having fire? Isn't it? What is the point?
Prabhuji, you said something about the moon. What did you say about the moon being the
important? Moon is in charge of providing juice to the vegetables, the moonlight. So, and because of the vegetables, then we find nourishment. The taste comes from that. The moon nourishes that way, and sun nourishes in a different way. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. This is the essence. Those who are living, life is the essence, otherwise they are dead. So the Lord is the essence. If you see somebody living, that should also remind us of the Lord. Oh, if we see ourselves living by Lord's grace. I am the penances of all ascetics. So anything glorious, beautiful, opulent you see in this world, it is a manifestation of the Lord's opulence. That should remind us of the Lord. How nicely the Lord's opulence is manifested through this person, through this beautiful person, through this opulent person, through this powerful person. Like that. So sometimes when people see somebody better than them exhibiting some greater opulence, people become envious. But when we know this, that's why it's important to hear from the scriptures. We have a different perspective. Oh, we remember the Lord. The Lord's opulence is beautifully manifested through this person. So that gives, we use that as an opportunity to remember the Lord and make spiritual advancement. The more we remember, the more we advance. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences. The intelligence of the intelligent. And the prowess of all powerful men. I am the prowess of all powerful men. the intelligence. If you see very intelligent person, yeah, the intelligence should remind, oh, how beautifully the Lord's opulence is manifesting through this person. So every opportunity can be an opportunity to glorify God and thank Him. If we have some intelligence, it's by His grace. So we don't have to change anything. We just have to learn this quality of gratitude, that whatever we have or whatever others have is by the grace of the Lord. So this is like a parallel railway track. We also keep doing our thing, but we also keep our consciousness fixed on the Lord. Text number 11. Balam balvatam chaham.
Balam balvatam chaham.
Kama raga vivarchitam.
Kama raga vivarchitam.
Dharma viruddha bhuteshu. Kamo asmi bharata rashabha. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava.
Ye chaiva sattvika bhava.
Rajasastama saschaye.
Rajasastama saschaye.
Matta eveti tan vidhi.
Matta eveti.
Natvaham teshu te mahi.
Natvaham teshu te mahi.
Tribhir gunamayer bhave.
Tribhir gunamayer bhave.
Ebhihi sarvam midam jagat.
Ebhihi sarvam midam jagat.
Mohitam nabhi janati.
Mohitam.
Mamebhyah paramavyayam. Okay. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion or ignorance, so are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. So what he is trying to explain in these two verses is everything good. For example, I am the strength of the strong. So there are so many strong people in this world, but which is devoid of passion and desire. And I am also the sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, that which is not illicit. So everything, the Vedanta Sutra explains, Janmadi Asya Yataha. I am, the Supreme Lord is one from whom everything emanates. So everything emanates ultimately from the Lord, but it's we who by our choices adulterate it. Like many times people say, oh, everything, sab to Bhagwan se hi aata hai, so jo burai hai, wo bhi Bhagwan se aayi hai. Nahin. अच्छाई भगवान ने अच्छा ही बनाया सबको. जस्ट लाइक द गवर्नमेंट क्रिएट्स नाइस फैसिलिटीज फॉर द सिटीजन्स टू एंजॉय, बट द सिटीजन्स हु बाय मेकिंग रॉन्ग चॉइसेस दे स्पॉइल इट. सो ह्यूमंस ह्यूमन लाइफ इज देयरफॉर सो स्पेशल दैट वी कैन स्पॉइल एवरीथिंग दैट वी हैव डन टिल नाउ. वी कैन ऑल्सो रीडिजाइन अवर फ्यूचर बाय मेकिंग द राइट चॉइसेस. So all states of being, there are three types of living entities in this world. Some are in mode of goodness, some are in passion, some are in ignorance, are manifested by my energy. What does that mean? That means according to their past karma, according to the choices we make, we are controlled by their goodness, passion or ignorance. But the cause behind their manifestation is the Lord. They cannot manifest on their own. Like we can't drop into a city in a particular country, we can't choose a family, we can't choose a community we are born, we can't even choose a body. Everything is decided by the higher authorities. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. So the Lord, so this whole material world is controlled by three gunas, goodness, passion, ignorance. Even though the Lord is creating everything, He is the essence of everything, He is clarifying that, but still He is above the three gunas. That's why the word nirguna is used for the Lord. Have you heard this word nirguna? Nirguna does not mean that He has no qualities. Nirguna simply means He does not have material qualities like us. And secondly, it means He is not controlled by the three gunas. Three gunas are material and they are binding, and nothing can bind the Lord.
Which are three gunas, Prabhuji? You just
goodness, mentioned. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance.
Priyaji, sorry, Prabhuji, can you repeat?
Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. They are the three gunas. Sattvagun, Rajogun, and Tamogun. So the kind of food we eat, the kind of music we like, the kind of people we like, the level of intelligence, determination, activity we engaged in, the bodies we have, everything, the places, everything is under one of the three gunas.
And Abhiji, how do we know which guna we are?
So, this topic is elaborately explained, dealt with by Krishna in chapter 13 through 18.
Okay.
Fully. So the kind of food you like. What do you like to eat? I'll tell you. Chalo.
Okay.
Prabhuji, Rupali doesn't eat food.
No, no.
She survives on love and fresh air. Wo khana nahi khati hai.
Not true, Prabhuji. But I eat everything. I don't think there's anything specific.
Phir bhi batana padega. So I'll tell you the kind of food. Food which is juicy, fatty, wholesome, which increases one's duration of life, which is like fruits, nuts, milk, vegetables. This is in the mode of goodness.
Okay. Yeah, passion
mein aa jata hai, hot, spicy, chili, and
yeah, I like that too.
Ye sab aata hai.
But I like both, so I could like
so vegetables. Generally, every human being is a combination of two modes, in which one is more prominent than the other.
Okay.
So, and ignorance mein aa jata hai khana, which is lying like, which has been cooked and lying for more than 3 hours. Geeta bol raha hai, main nahi bol raha. 17th chapter, which has been cooked and lying for more than 3 hours. Of course, if it is offered to God, if it is prasad, you can eat it after 1 week also. It is spiritualized. But Geeta says food which is like beyond 3 hours, putrid, dead, and all these things, ye ignorance mein aa jata hai. And why it is important to be very careful about what we eat is because we are what we eat. Just like we are what we associate with. So that associate with means we are what mode we associate with essentially. So people, places, food, music, everything. Teen guno mein aata hai. And whatever guna we associate with, Gita only, Krishna only says, that kind of body we get in the next life. Sat, asat, good or bad. Depending on what guna we are associating with. So, ye teen guno ka jo topic hai, ye itna deep hai, ye itna important hai, isko agar samajh gaye, to life bahut smooth ho jayega. Future hamara hum acche se kar sakte hai. Because sometimes we don't know ke hum karte jaate hain kaam and we're not realizing that we are getting conditioned by a particular guna. So, it's not important hai topic. Depending on what guna you are associating with, you are shaping your future. Future waisa hi ban jata hai fir aage chalkar.
Prabhuji, are you even drawn to people of the same guna or are you drawn to people of a different guna?
No, you are drawn to people of the same guna.
Okay.
Naturally. So, who do you have in mind?
No, I'm just generally thinking that are you, that means the people that we know are friends or people that we naturally feel like, oh, you know, you connect to it. Is that also one of the reasons?
Primarily, yes.
Okay.
The kind of people we like to associate with, the kind of places we like to go, the kind of food, music, the level of intelligence, the kind of faith people have. You see different people having different types of faith. That is also under three gunas. And three gunas, in simple ways, you can address the three gunas as conditionings, nature, or personality derived because of the past karma. So, when
but
the...
But Prabhuji, there can be more than one existing in a person, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every human being is a combination of at least two modes of the three. And the one is more prominent. And just like the times of the day. 24 hours, wo bhi guno mein aata hai. Everything, so this material world is controlled by three gunas. You can say there are three departments. So everything falls under one of the three. Like if you go to Dubai now, and So whatever you do, it will fall under one department, at least one department, isn't it? जो भी आप कर रहे हैं, one of the departments, and उसी department का फिर आपके पास जो भी होगा bill आएगा, whatever you're doing. Similarly, whatever choices we are making, that particular guna is watching us, and then it conditions us, and then we become so conditioned by that particular guna, then we are born now, and we have no control over choices. We are spontaneously drawn towards certain things, certain places, certain people, certain types of food, music, faith. This is the...
I think I really want to know what guna I am now. It's very intriguing.
So this is that guna. So usko aajkal normal language mein log bolte hain, your nature, personality. But how do you get that nature? Gita explains that. People can explain, this is the type of personality you have, but why do you get such a personality? It is the choices that we have made. And every time you make a choice, a particular guna, as I said, each and everything is under one of the three gunas. So depending on the choice that we make, oh, I want to eat this. So that guna catches you a little. And as you go on making choices life after life, that particular guna completely controls you. And now we are born, like... You think we are making choices? No. The gunas are making us run around and, oh, I want to go and eat this. I want to do this. I want to see this. I want to meet this person. Like that. So all, we are all controlled by three gunas. The level of faith we have, the level of intelligence, determination, everything is controlled by that. So at the moment...
Do the children also get your gunas or they get their own individual gunas?
Who?
Our kids, our children, do they also pick up gunas from... us, or they just get it as their own individual?
Okay. So first we need to know that at the moment we are bound, captive, prisoners of the three modes. The only free will at the moment we have is to desire. So we are captive, and based on that we are working in this world. Children, yes. So everyone has their set of gunas, but that's why human life is special, that we can rectify everything. In the 14th chapter, Krishna explains the three gunas in more detail, and in the end he also gives the formula how you can transcend the three gunas, how you can rise above. So essentially everything, like I was mentioning, the day is also in different modes. Like the early morning hours are in the mode of goodness, day is in the mode of passion, and night is in the mode of ignorance. So everything that you do, वो सब उसमें आता है. Charity, the kind of charity people give away, the actions people are engaged in, everything. So depending on the what kind of activities a person is engaged in right at the moment, or the food he likes or whatever, we can easily find out what kind of body this person will get in the next life. And depending on the kind of activities a person is engaged in now, we can understand what his past was. So, बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग ये टॉपिक है थ्री गुणास का, एंड दैट्स व्हाट डिफाइन्स अस. इट्स लाइक एन आंसर टू व्हाई डू वी डू व्हाट वी डू. इन अ सिमिलर सिचुएशन यू विल फाइंड डिफरेंट पीपल विद अ डिफरेंट रिस्पॉन्स. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ ईच वन इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय डिफरेंट गुणा, एंड डिपेंड एंड बेस्ड ऑन द टाइप ऑफ गुणा दे हैव अ सर्टेन लेवल ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. देयरफॉर ईच वन विल हैव अ डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव. And this conditioning of the three gunas is very, very strong. It is almost impossible to overcome. So therefore, I always say, don't try to change others. It's next to impossible. Just like we think we are right, they also think they are right in their own way. Because they are born with that nature, we are born with our nature. So it's difficult. Yes. Yes, Himil.
Prabhuji, what I said, we are guided by our past karmas, we lined up with certain gunas in this particular birth. But then, because driven by those gunas, right, even our current karmas will be driven then. So where is the choice to do it?
That's true. So that is where the intervention of a guru plays an important role. And that's why Shishya comes from the Shash Dhatu, means discipline, disciple. They're all synonymous. And he comes and tells us, no, this is not right, do this. Like your children, they might want to do certain thing driven by their desire according, but as a parent you have the opportunity or the power to stop them from doing what they want to do, right? So there is that guidance that children require till they become mature. Similarly, as soon as a person gets a human life, a guru is a must, because otherwise who will tell us what is right and what is wrong? We will keep living our life according to whatever we feel and think is right. So this, of course, in Kali Yuga it's very difficult to understand. Till Dwapar Yuga, till the beginning of Kali Yuga, everyone knew this and they would accept a guru. So that's where that comes. But still, in the three gunas, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, ignorance may, it's very difficult to know that we are controlled, and somebody who is totally controlled by mode of ignorance won't even think that he needs to improve himself. Passion mein thoda sa ho sakta hai chance, but goodness mein jyada chance hota hai. Where a person can discriminate between what is right and wrong. Person is more peaceful. It is characterized by peace, freedom from sins. So the more we are free from sins, the less is our intelligence covered by or burdened by sinful reactions. So that's why it's always better to be, try to be in the mode of goodness. Make the right choices. So if you like, you all can read chapter number 17. Usme thoda aur clarity milega. Just read the translations. To usme food kaisa hai, wo sab bataya gaya hai. So that's why those in the mode of goodness, they have better choice. Passion mein thoda kam rehta hai. And ignorance to ekdam hi pata nahi. Iske liye usme phir wo intervention ek devotee ka, ek guru ka lagta hai, who can tell us. So guru enters our life like a magnet. Suppose there are many iron filings scattered all over, right? But when a magnet enters, they get aligned in the right direction. They follow the magnet. So that's why that guidance is important. Just like a guru, mother is also given the position of a guru in the scriptures. The child, for a reason, child may want to eat this, want to do this. But the mother says, driven by his desire, his conditioning. But the mother can say, no, you can't eat this. Right? Because it's not good for you. So that's called discipline. So when we grow up, who becomes our mother and father? That's guru. So at no point we can afford to be not guided by somebody with a higher intelligence based on Shastra. So usse fir kya hota hai? Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad, that 14th chapter, three gunas, after explaining the nature of three gunas, and he explains the process how we can overcome. He says, Mam cha yo vibhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bhoyaya kalpate. He says, those who engage in my devotional service, they can easily cross beyond the three gunas. But who will engage us? That's the representative of the Lord. And we have to, so we may not be, we may be driven by the three gunas, yes, as long as we are not fortunate and then we come across somebody and we hear from somebody and then we deliberately humble ourselves and make a choice to improve ourselves, to be guided by someone. That is why, and that only fortunate souls mein hota hai, because wherever the word guru has been used in the Shastras, the word fortunate has been used. Not everybody in the mode of goodness also would have this realization, the fortunate ones. And then fortunate ones will come across a bona fide guru. So is tarah se ye process hai, and for those who are in the mode of passion or ignorance fully, and that's where the intervention, that's why the Lord keeps sending his people into this world who reach out to people and bring them out of mode of ignorance. So otherwise apne hisab se koi nikal nahi payega. That's why this preaching mission on behalf of the Lord is very, very important, where everyone has to try to reach out to others. And this is everybody's responsibility, whoever is born in India. Scriptures mein likha hai ki anybody who is born in India, it is their responsibility to first perfect their own life and then help others also. Sirf apna hi life sudharna nahi hai, baki ko bhi help karna hai. Okay? 8 o'clock. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any more questions? एनीथिंग एल्स?
नो थिंग.
ओके ठीक है. आई होप आई हैव कंफ्यूज्ड यू ऑल इनफ.
I think the next it'll be interesting to know in detail about the gunas in the next.
आप लोग 17 chapter पढ़ लीजिएगा. I'll put up the link. थोड़ा सा idea लग जाएगा. But बाकी chapters भी बात करते हैं. 17 में थोड़ा अच्छा लगा मुझे. So ठीक है. We'll see you next Monday. And Priya ji, just hear that voice note. Priya ji, are you around?